Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 9th of July, recording at 9:12 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, what's going on here? First, the highlights. In terms of stock markets, we had good, solid gains across Asia. And I think everything was up in here today. The European markets mostly steady. I see Spain's IBEX, which has been an underperformer, that's down. But most of them show modest gains. Wall Street closed out with modest gains off the highs, but nonetheless continuing the recent solid performance overall. And I notice in the Central South America, Brazil's strong here today, up a percentage point, but Mexico's down a percentage point, but it had been steady recently, although not in the sort of form that we're seeing from Brazil being a more significant producer of commodities. And in government bonds, well, there's a little bit of respite in the selling pressure. The U.S. contracts are higher. Gilts were down, but off the lows. And the euro bunds are up just a wee bit in here today. And the U.S. dollar, now that's slightly easier today on the index, although the dollar is a tad firmer against the euro and the yen here today. And in the precious metals, we had some reasonable gains in here today. Gold is pushed back above 660. It's at 660.70. Platinum firm up to 318 on the July contract. They're all up. Silver was off the ties, though, ended up 6 cents, having been about 20 cents higher. And crude oil taking a breather here today. It's had some good gains recently. It's down to 76 cents, but that's still at 72.05. That's the NYMEX. And the industrial metals. Well, it's the same old story. Lead keeps hitting new highs. That's in the pole position. And nickel continues to sag, down 900 here today in this medium-term correction in response to its previous very strong gains. Copper fairly firm in here, helped by all this talk of possible worker stoppages over wage disputes. And that's pretty much it. New York sugar a little higher. Cotton was strong in here today. It's just extending that breakout from that huge base formation. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, as far as stock markets are concerned, the bull's still very definitely in charge. We have had in Asian markets, we've had all the uptrends reaffirmed, I believe, except for China's A shares and B shares. But that's a controlled market. That had been by far the most overextended of the markets and is in a medium-term trading range. Really, you could say that what you're seeing with China right now is the equivalent to what we saw with India at the beginning of the year, and a few other markets getting this very lengthy pause. And some of those northern, North Asian indices, which had been such underperformers, but in those very long consolidations are just steaming ahead. And I'm thinking South Korea in particular, which led the move on the upside, then the Chinese H shares exploded, and then the Hong Kong Hang Seng exploded on the upside, and then Taiwan. We saw, will India do the same? I think so. And we saw that with Pakistan, no less. And I think India is about to receive, if it isn't already receiving, surge of interest from foreigners, if not locals. And the foreigners will come in because every time you hear somebody comment on India on CNBC, they give a cautious view overall. That's been kind of the mantra because of the high valuations. But hey, India deserves its high valuations. Watch these second quarter profits come through. That earnings reporting period is now underway. So it's all pretty good. And the European markets are much slower, not surprisingly, as is the States, but uptrends dominate here, and that's the story. And there's some overextensions, there are always some overextensions, but the bottom line here is that these markets have momentum. We don't have a point I've made, a behavioral point that I've emphasized on a number of occasions here. There are quite a few people issuing warnings, talking about bubbles everywhere, saying it's all going to end badly. Well, we all know that, don't we? Everything ends badly, that in markets, that is. That anything that does really well does end badly, eventually. I coined that phrase we use frequently, all the great uptrends eventually waltz into a cul-de-sac. We know that. But they're in fine fettle here right now, and that's what counts. Incidentally, I've done a review of the Asian indices using 200-day moving averages. I'll work my way through most of the markets on that basis this week. And I found it interesting. I trust you will as well. What else to mention here? Gold. Now, that's interesting because it's pushed above that 660 level and it's taken out a lower high. It's broken the short-term downtrend that was evident. We could also, if you look at platinum, you'll see that it's pushing up out of a sideways trading range. And I'd give the upside the benefit of the doubt in here. The sector has certainly lagged recently and been quite friendless. That's usually when it starts to outperform once again. And in the metals, well, I think the big picture story on metal prices is that they will stay firm for a whole lot longer than anybody's expecting. But inevitably, when you get these really powerful runs, you do get medium-term consolidations. We saw that with copper last year. We also saw it with zinc. We have seen similar moves like that for tin. And right now, nickel is getting that medium-term consolidation. And probably before the end of the year, we will see lead commence a medium-term consolidation. But meanwhile, aluminium's on the way back up, and copper's on the way back up, and zinc is probably quite low relative to its potential. And the drivers here, of course, are a bit of supply inelasticity, but particularly this very, very strong demand. Which just continues. And hardly a day goes by that I don't read an article talking about a building boom and yet another place that I thought was kind of ex-building boom candidate. New York City, for instance, experiencing an unprecedented building boom. I think Mike Bloomberg's has a lot to do with that. They're short on office space, and not to mention residential space. And Russia. Now, Owen's done a piece here today. We're talking about a huge build-up for their Winter Olympics. This is just going on. And the places that have been doing the infrastructure building all along, none more than China, well, it continues apace, doesn't it? So does it in Dubai. And India's infrastructure building program, countless billions, has barely begun. So. This is going to keep these metals up a whole up higher for a whole lot longer than the conventional analysis based on previous cycles have suggested. Now, again, we do get, repeat the point, we do get those medium-term corrections. Has uranium, for instance, commenced a medium-term correction? Have a look at that chart. I'll be posting it in a few minutes. Quite possibly. But the demand story on uranium is phenomenal, going ahead for years, most likely. Okay, and among the soft commodities, well, there aren't that many patterns that are outright bearish. There have been some underperformers. Sugar was a big underperformer, but it's edging higher in here. Cotton was a big underperformer, but it's had a spectacular multi-year base breakout. The meat contracts were underperformers, but they've perked up recently. So these prices are strong generally. And crude oil, well, it'll be interesting. I said, tempting fate here, or was I? But I think I said on Friday that you had to go back to the first half of May to see when crude oil had last seen 2 days on the downside. Well, it's had a downside day today, so it'll be interesting to see what happens tomorrow. Well, it's always interesting to see what happens tomorrow for all markets, isn't it? Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.